You just started.
Hello.
So when you get to that time, 7:05, and I don't realize it, please someone alert me so that we could end. I just have to take care of some things for this evening. So in any event, we've been talking about shaving. So a related topic to shaving, as definitely brought down in the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and actually Pasuk Chav Zayin is the din of Hakafas Harosh. In Vayikra, the Sukkim that we talked about last time with regard to shaving was talking about don't destroy the corners of your beard. But also there's another halacha that's written in the Pasuk over there. It's in Vayikra Yutes, Pasuk Chav Zayin, that says like this: Lo sakifu pa'as roshchem. Don't round the corners of your head, and that's a din of peos paas. Okay, like the peah by yasada is the corners. So the paas roshchem is the iser called bal takif. Don't round the corners of your head. And we already discussed this last time that through drasha. That only men have this prohibition. Women do not have this prohibition. That's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. So we're only talking about men having this din of not rounding the corners of their of the hair on the head. So the question that's asked from a lumdisha standpoint before we get into all the halacha is always is a very simple question. It's a classic question that you always ask by an isser, and that is it an isser maisa or is it an isser totzar? When we say that is the prohibition of not rounding the corners of the hair of one's head, does it mean don't do the prohibition is the action or the result? Now, obviously, if it's more action oriented, so sometimes even the smallest of actions can be prohibited. Okay, even though you haven't achieved the result yet. Okay, like for example, by Borer and Shabbos, the same question is asked. If I have a mixture of ochel and psolas, if I have good things and bad things mixed together in a bowl, and the iser daraisa is removing psolas min ha'ochel, to remove bad stuff from the good. So the same question is asked, is it an iser maisa or is it an iser totza? If it's an iser maisa, so even if I take one psolas, right, from the tarovis, even if I take one bad thing from the bowl, even though there's a lot of bad things still left. The bowl's a mess. It's a mess of good and bad. I only took one bad thing out. Would anyone say that I fixed the mixture? That I've been metaking the taroves? No. But nonetheless, if it's an iser maisa, there are those who say that just simply taking away one bad thing from the taroves would be also. On the other hand, mitzad sheni, if you say that the iser is an iser totzah, by borer, some do. So they say you have to achieve the result. What's the result? It's called tikkun ha'taroves. So when I remove all the bad and all that's left in the bowl is good, then I violated the nisa daraisa. So perhaps also the same thing by baltakif, by rounding off the corners of one's head, maybe the prohibition is a nisa maisa, and even doing a little bit towards rounding off the hair of one's head would be aser or no. Maybe you really have to achieve the totza'ah where it looks and appears round it off. Okay, that's a basic and fundamental question. Now, when we start looking through the halachos and the sources, so we'll notice a few things. Like first off, one of the questions that would be asked is what kli would be prohibited in the removal of in the iser of bal takif. If it's an iser totza, what do you think the answer should be? Anything, any kli. Even not a kli, right? Let's say I use a salve. I use chemicals to burn off the hair of the peos, right? In other words, if in the end the point is the guy looks like he has a rounded hair, you know, a head of hair, so then it'd be awesome. Forget, it doesn't make a difference what methodology he used to achieve it. If in the end that's what he looks like, then it's awesome. But if you say that it's an iser maisa, so then maybe you could talk about very specific kalim, okay, and other things not, because it's not, that's not the maisa of baltakif, right? So when you look in the sugya, like the classic sugya of baltakif is in Makos, and Daf Chof Amabez to Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph in Makos. Daf Chof Amabez to Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph. And there the Gemara does not talk about what Kalim are prohibited. The Gemara doesn't discuss it there. But there is another Gemara that indirectly relates to this. In an indirect discussion there, it does relate to this. And that's the Gemara Nazir, Daf Mem Omer Aleph, to Daf Mem Beis Omer Aleph. Daf Nazir, Daf Mem Omer Aleph, Daf Mem Beis Omer Aleph. There the Gemara Nazir is talking about three people who have a din of a chiyuv of giluach. The three people who need to cut the hair on their head, and they are the Mitzora, the Nazir, and the Levi. Okay? At certain times in their lives, or when they have this status, so then a Nazir, a Mitzora, and a Levi have to have a din of giluach. But obviously certain things they're not allowed to do. So the Gemara says, for example, over there, Nazir, Daf Mem Amaraf, Mem Beis Amaraf, and that's Sugya. The Gemara says that they have to be careful not to violate Hakafas Harosh with a tar. So what do you see? The Gemara is only worried about one implement, a blade. The Gemara seems to be totally unworried about using... Oh my God. I was really, I had organized this for like at the end of this year, but you know, they preempted me. It's really nice to watch. Save the applause for after the show. So in any event, you see that the Gemara, I'm really nervous now. there's a minog that a chassan that when he gives the Dvar Torah at his wedding, so he gets interrupted.
Whatever they're watching, it can't be that important.
So simple, you know. Too simple. Okay. I don't know, some guy's at a gas station filling up his car. Bez Hashem. Have you ever seen this, that a chassan gets interrupted three times?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Three times, that's it. The third time, they don't even let him continue. That's it. I mean, it depends. Maybe. I remember it was in this auditorium that Ramosha Lichtenstein, when he was a chassan, so he spoke. Okay, and it was in the other room. But it was, the whole place was opened up. The doors were open. And Rav Lichtenstein, a number of hours before, had spoken in the Beis Medrash, asking everyone. He said, "My son has prepared very hard and very well for to give his drasha, and I don't want anyone to interrupt him." He said, "He knows that many people do this." He said, "I don't want anyone interrupting. Let his son finish the whole Dvar Torah." So we all gathered, and we were listening to Rav Moshe give his drasha as a chassan. And Rav Amital Zatzal was sitting there right next to Rav Moshe. And he had not been at the Sicha when Rav Lichtenstein was going. And Rav Amital's looking around and he's wondering, what in the world is going on? How come no one's interrupting him? So Rav Amital took it into his own hands. He started singing and dancing, and he jumped up and he danced Rav Moshe out of the room. And that was it. He did not let it finish. So there's something about this room, I guess, about it.
How long ago was that?
I must have. That must have been like 1987, 88, I think actually have it on tape. I was recording the Drasha. I think I have it on Mikal Duvna. Okay, so anyway, so we mentioned that the Gemara Nazir, when it was talking about Giluach of the Levi and the Nazir and the Mitzara, was only concerned about Bal Takif with regard to a kli of a tar, of a blade, but was completely unworried about maybe he's going to use Misparayim and Misparayim Kein Tar, or Malakid Vahidni, like a tweezers, or you remember a sword sharpener. It was completely unworried, so it seems pretty clear from that Gemara that the only prohibition with Bal Takif is through a very specific implement called the tar, which again might indicate that the prohibition is an Isser Maisa, not an Isser Totsak. It's very, very specific. Perhaps
it's called a tar.
A tar, a blade. It's a tough Einrish. There is a Tosefta that also deals with this question about what implements. So there's a Tosefta in Makos, Paragimel Halacha Zayin, that says, Eino, with regard to Bal Takif. Again, Gimel Zayin in Makos, Paragimel Halacha Zayin. It says, Eino Chayev Ad Shiakifenu Bitar. So again, that's consistent with that Gemara Nozir, that the Isser of Bal Takif is only when it's going to be specifically with a blade. But if it's with Misparayim Kein Tar, it sounds like it's totally fine. So based on that, let me ask you something. If a person was using an electric shaver, and they use the electric shaver and they cut off all their payos in such a fashion, what would be the din, according to what we said until this point? Okay. Should be fine. Should be mutter. I mean, that would be the totsah. The only thing would be also is if you take an actual blade and remove the payos in such a fashion. But if you have a really good scissors, like an electric shaver, then it would turn out fine. Now, the only thing is, there's another Tosefta in Makos, which sounds a little bit different. The Lashon in the Tosefta, it's in Tosefta in Makos, Perek Dalid, Halacha Dalid. In Dalid, it says as follows. Yesh Tolesh Beis Sa'aros. There is a situation where if you... what does Tolesh mean? How would you interpret Tolesh? Not cut, but what?
Pluck.
Pluck, right? So it says Yesh Tolesh Beis Sa'aros. There's a situation where if a person would even just pluck two hairs, he would violate different dinim. One of the dinim mentioned as a violation, says the Mishnah Makos, is makif, bal takif. So it seems from that Tosefta that, wait a second, it's not just a tar. Tar is not tolish. Tar is cutting. The implication here is that just removal, tolish sounds like a removal. If you remove the hairs, then one would violate bal takif. So if you follow, if the psak would be according to that last Tosefta that I just read to you, then it should turn out that that cutting with a blade or pulling out with tweezers. I mean, I would think. It would make sense that maybe you could possibly talk about scissors being also. Again, if I use a blade or plucker, fine. Is using scissors considered tolesh? No, and it's not a tar either. And on the other hand, if it's Misparayim Kein Tar, if it cuts really, really close, maybe it's the same thing. So that's unclear. From that last Tosefta, it's not super clear what the din would be with a Misparayim. Okay, or even a Misparayim Kein Tar, not really clear. And also, what about a salve? Would it be clear in such a case? Also not, because it only says tolesh and tar. So we don't know what a salve would be in such a case. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Again, very, very good. Excellent. Now, the point that's being made is that in as much as the shear is just two sa'aros, then you get the violation, and clearly the person has not achieved the goal. Most people have more than two ears over there. So, Mistama, it sounds like it's an Isamaisa. Again, good. Very good point. So, so what's the halacha? How do we paskin in terms of these... Yeah.
What's the other
Is it up to two, or he does violate two?
If he plucks two hairs, then he's going to violate multiple halachos.
What are the one, halachos
he talks about. It says by for a nazir, if he was a nazir, it would be a violation of plucking hair. Mitzora on yontif, he talks about, and then he says about hakim.
Maybe Balthakim only would apply if he accomplishes one of those other things, because that shows once he accomplishes something, he is Takah to a degree. Like I remember Makis where it talks about like if you have to remove a certain amount of hairs, or like if somebody removes a white hair, that shows that it's significant, and that once you reach that level of significance, you also violate other things.
You're saying the guy is a Nazir, Metzora, and on yontif.
Or any of those.
Mm-hmm.
And that would
be. Okay, I hear. You want to say it's not mukhrach that the Tosefta would hold that way. It could be. But not mukhrach. Okay, it's a good point. It's a fair point. Okay, so in any event, when you look through the Rishonim as to the halacha, so you basically get, depending on how you count them, you get 6 to 8 different opinions. Okay, in Rishonim. So I want to go through these opinions with you. All right, let's see. We'll start again. I think I've done this with you. It's just a good thing to remember methodologically. Okay, let's say you're told ahead of time there are going to be 8 different opinions. What do you want to do? If you want, in terms of organizing this, what do you want to do? Huh? Okay, that's true. That's a good way of grouping. That's one way of organizing. Another way? No.
Different.
Right, most stringent. Whatever it is, you definitely want to plot the extremes. Okay, the most mekel, the most machmer. Okay, or the most mais, the most totsel. You know, whatever it is, you want to plot those points. So I'm going to do it with you. We're going to go through the most mekel to the most machmer, and then everything in the middle. Okay, but that's a good way of organizing it in your mind, so you have it straight. So, what is the most makel opinion? So the most makel opinion is the Rambam, brought down in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Vav. Yud Beis Vav in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim. And the Rambam says over there that it's only a din, it's only prohibition with a tar. Only a blade. Okay, that's it. So of course, everything else is mutter. That's the most makel opinion. There is a Ritva as well, the Ritva in Shavuos, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and in Makos, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, that also in principle is Mekel, that it's only a Tar. Lemaisa, we'll get to it a little bit later on, he just says, since there are other opinions, it's Kedai to be Mach, but in the point is, in principle, he's convinced that really the Isser is only B'Tar. Okay, he says, the Lashon is, I'm sorry. He says, like, after he says, "Lo ne'asru bi alma ela b'tar v'chein nirabaru." That's his lashon, huh?
What was the
Chof Aleph. Okay. So that's the Muslim. You have the Rambam, you have the Ritva as well. That only a tar. Everything else, you're home. You're free. In terms of removing those hairs. The most machmir opinion is found in the Yamshel Shlomo, the Maharshal. The Maharshal, Rav Shlomo Luria. Rav Shlomo Luria is like right on the gvul of the Rishonim Achronim. Like he's the last Rishon or the first Achron. That's what they say with the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramon, and the Yamshel Shlomo. That triumvirate of the Beis Yosef, the Ramon, and the Maharshal. Were that group was considered right on the cusp of the Rishonim and Achronim. They were like the 1500s. Okay, so the Maharshal is in his the Yamshel Shlomo. It's in Yevamos, Simen Yudches. It's Perek Yud Beis, Simen Yudches. Okay. So the Yamshel Shlomo made this comment in the Aguda. The Aguda is an earlier Rishon, is an Ashkenazi Rishon, and the Yamshel Shlomo says that he thinks this is the following pshat in the Aguda. Again, just you should bear in mind, the Am Shel Shlomo is, like in terms of stature, was like the stature of the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. That triumvirate, again, had tremendous influence over halachic opinions then and subsequently. So, not really. You know, he didn't want to write a code. He was one of the people who was totally against writing a code of Jewish law. But he wrote psakim in his chidushim. That was the way he operated. So in any event, he says that in the Aguda that all kalim are forbidden in Baal Takif. Okay, and what is he when he says all kalim? He means not just for cutting. He says all kalim and hair removal. So even if it's a malakate, like a tweezers, it's going to be osur. Even if it's regular tweezers, even though it's not ke'en tar. Okay, the point is any kli involved in hair removal is going to be osur. So that of course is the most machmir. In the middle, you have the following. The Tosus Rid. Right, maybe, I don't know, maybe Darabonan, Fashino, I don't know. Not clear. It probably wouldn't be like a regular Siddur Isolate. Probably Fashino, probably Darabonan. So the Tosus Harid, this is a Nazir, Daf Mem Aleph from Abayz. It's in Kedushin, Lamed Hayim Abayz. So he says as follows. He says, a blade, okay, a tar, is Osir Minotara. And a malakit and a rahitni are also minatar. So that means a blade and tweezers are asur. But he says misparayim ke'en tar are mutar. Why would that be? Why would you make such a distinction? Why would you say blade and tweezers are the only ones that are asur? But if I have a really good electric shaver, no, that's okay. What's the distinction? Right. It seems like it's really getting to the root of it. Like, well, it's a little strange because Misparayim Kein Tar does a very good job too. Right. So it almost sounds like it has to either be a cut like a blade or a pluck. Like those are the things that are prohibited. Pluckers and it's like the two days. Remember the Tosefta that I mentioned to you. One Tosefta said a tar. The other Tosefta said tolish. So yeah.
Is there a chance of maybe because the fact that the two
tzitzis
seem to be
contradictory
to each other in terms of what is
there isn't,
he just went by what they say and wasn't able to be
Dorish. Oh, so it was Machmir for Sneitz Dodim. It could be also. Because it's very hard, it's conceptually, it's hard to nail down exactly what, why only those two. You're right. Another opinion, a fourth opinion, but this is a second middle opinion, is Tosfos and Shvuos, Daf Beis and Beis. There are some others also follow this way. They say only a tar and misparayim kein tar, but everything else is okay. So a tweezer would be okay, but a tar and misparayim kein tar, no good. So at least that I can understand because that's cutting. That I could buy into. There's some concept there. Now. What's interesting is that within this group, I mentioned to you, it's Tosfos and Shvuos, it's also a Rosh and Makos and Perek Gimel. But on this group of opinions that said Tar, and Misparayim Kein Tar, there's a major machlokes of Gedolei Achronim about what Tosfos and the Rosh would hold with regard to, let's say, tweezers, or with regard to salves or something like that. Should they also be included? In other words, if I'm already prohibiting a blade and scissors, why stop there? Why stop? So the Rabbi Kiveger. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's start with the Makel thing. The Chassam Sofer in Yoredeya in Simen Kuf Lamed Tes. Says the whole thing depends on cutting. And therefore, he said that the Baal HaTosfos and the Rosh that we mentioned to you, that we just mentioned, would only forbid a blade and Misparayim Ke'en Tar. But you want to use a plucker, or you want to use a tweezer, or you want to use a salve, totally fine. The Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is in Yoredea, Simen Kuf Lamites. Since Chuvas. Chuvas Chassam Sofer, Yoredea, Simen Kuf Lamites. What do you think the Chassam Sofer would say about modern shavers? No, but he says, Tar emisparayim kain tar. That would be a problem. So modern shavers would still be also. But if you used a tweezer, that would be okay. The Machmir opinion is Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
Shavers are okay?
No, the Chassam Sofer, because it's misparayim kain tar. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and the Minchas Chinuch, are Machmir. If you want to look it up, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's in his Gilyon Hashas on Tosfos and Shvuos, Daf Beis and Mebeis. So Rav Kiveger says, when Tosfos and the Rosh say that a tar is aser and Misparayim Kein tar is aser, so it's just an example. Once you already forbid those, so for sure a tweezer should be aser. He thinks that, you know, the point is to remove, it's hair removal. The Chiddush is tar and Misparayim Kein tar, but for sure the plucker, the malaki and rehidni should be osur. It's just not clear about salves, but I would think that he would also forbid it. That's what I would think. Just one more thing. There's a sefer by Rav Yaakov Etlinger. You've heard of Rav Yaakov Etlinger before? Rav Yaakov Etlinger was the Rebbe of Rav Shimshon Fuller Hirsch. I think I discussed with some of you this. Okay, he wrote three very famous sfarim. He wrote the Aruch Lener. He wrote the Binyan Sion. He wrote the Bikurei Yaakov. And so, in his Aruch Lener on Makos, it's on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. He says that he thinks, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that even salves should be awesome. Okay, that's I'm sorry. He says, according to Rick Vega, even plucking hair with your hand should be also. He doesn't talk about salves, but I would think that Rick Vega shouldn't be machalic. I don't see why he would make a distinction. So basically what we have for sure in Rick Vega is atar is asur, misparayim to intar is asur, malakate and rahitni, right, which are tweezers and sword sharpeners, are asur. The Aruch Lener says within Rav Akiva Eiger that even plucking hair by hand would be usur. I would think salves would be included also. Let me swear.
But he doesn't say that salves are kind of more passive way of removal, but you're not.
It's not a miser. It's like it's an indirect. Okay, yeah, I hear. Since you're not really doing it, it's on its own. It's like a grumma. Okay, I hear. Good point. Fair point. Yeah.
According to Rav Akiva Eiger, at least.
Yeah, they're more machmer. Yeah, the Yom Shah Shlomo is a makeup. Oh, no. You're saying the Yom Shah Shlomo in the Aguda? No, how are they more... the Yom Shah Shlomo says... He said all forms of... and you want to say... You want to say that according to... If you're saying according to who?
Well, you're saying that
even by hand... I hear. That's a good point. It occurred to me now, according to this approach, that you're right. It would turn out like that, good though. You're right.
What is that theory defining that the
chaos
was not supposed to be removed?
That's next thing. Okay, we have a little more time. Yeah.
Why exactly Rabbi Akiva hold and Haskina hold that the chiddush is the blade?
Right, well, the thing is, you know, because when you pluck it, you get it from the root. It's gone.
Why are they
so, cutting
why
is.
No, but whoever mentions the blade, you think, oh, so it's after the cutting. I mean, that's all
research you have. No, once you believe that plucking is the yisur, is also included in the yisur. So then I think to myself, what is the bigger chiddush, right? But you're not even getting the root. There's a Ramban that's brought down in the Orchas Chaim. The Orchas Chaim is in Chelik Beis, Simen Chaf Beis. So the Ramban, and it's also Meiri, they say as follows. They make the following chilek. A blade, a tar, is also min atara. And misparayin kein tar is also min drabonon. Okay, so that's another. The tar is also midaraisa, and misparayin kein tar is also midrabonon. Okay, and the last opinion that I brought down to is that Ritva that I mentioned at the beginning. Ritva says, really, he thinks that only a tar is asur, but he says, since there are other opinions, he says, hamach miharez mishubach, you shouldn't use misparayim ke intar. Okay, he says, ro'i lahachmi. Okay, so how do we pass it? Like all these approaches, where do we pass it? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Yerida, it's a min kuf pei aleph. Sif Gimel, again, your day, Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Eino Chayev Ela Bitar. Right, only a blade. And then he says, V'yesh Osrim B'misparayim Ke'in Tar. Right, and some say. And then he concludes, V'yesh Lachosh L'divrehem. You should be careful for that last opinion. So what does it seem like? If we bring Rav Yosef Karo into this room and ask him, Rabbeinu, which one do you really think is the Isser? Right, sounds like Tar. But it also sounds like that because there's another opinion, and we're talking about a Shaila of an Isser D'Oraisa, he thinks we should be Choshesh also Al Tzafek. That's what it sounds like to me. That that we shouldn't use either a blade, of course, and also Misparayim Kein Tar. So like a shaver would be prohibited. Midin Tzafek. What about a tweezer? He doesn't say. What about salves? He doesn't say. So let me just read to you what the Shach says. The Shach says, when the Shulchan Aruch forbids Misparayim Ke'intar, he says, Shegozeis b'misparayim somuch lebasar ke'intar. Okay, so again, that sounds like anything that's a close cut, a close shave, even electric shavers should be also. But again, what do we know about tweezers or salves? I think it just rests on that debate that I mentioned to you between the Chassam Sofer and Rav Kivega. The Chassam Sofer would be Mekel, Rav Kivega would be Machmir. And that's where we're at. I would say, if someone would ask me what I thought on this sugya, it really, really seems to me that tweezers should be okay and salves should be okay. That's what I would think. Because When you look in the Gemara, as I mentioned, the Gemara in Nazir only was worried about a tar. In the Tosefta mentions tar, and it does mention tolish. It's true, but when you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says really tar, and al tzachashash. So he says misparayim kein tar. That was the place. The Shulchan Aruch had total ability to write also malakeh and rehitni. Rav Yosef Karo didn't have anything holding him back from saying it, and he didn't say it. It's very odd. He doesn't say it in his Beis Yosef. He doesn't say it in the Mechaber. Nowhere, he doesn't say it. So I don't know. My instinct is that the one should be able to make it with a tweezer or with a salve. But Hamachmir Tavolav Bracha. You know, one who wants to be Machmir would say Tavolav Bracha. But that's my instinct would be that way.
Is there anyone who wants to say that in this episode?
Everyone here, according to the Atlas, everyone here would agree that it's a must because they're all thinking about how to specifically do it, not the amount to be doing. So anyone here is going to say it's a tzav. Well, we'll see when we start talking about amounts of hair to be removed. Then tzav might be a factor. Okay. Now, what I want to discuss with you is the amount issue. Okay. And when you talk about amounts, there are basically three areas of amounts, okay, of shiurim. Number one, we have to define exactly what area, what amount of area on your head and face is included in the Isser Baal Takif. We also have to define how much hair removal. That's two hairs, five hairs, 20 hairs, 40. What is it? And thirdly, how much hair, in other words, if let's say I cut it down to 4 millimeters, 2 millimeters, 1 millimeter. Like, what? How far down do you have to go? Does it have to be some of the bus so it's not there at all on the bus? How far down are we talking when we discuss cutting? Okay, so those are the three areas that we have to discuss. We're not going to get to all of it today, but we'll have a good start. So again, obviously, when we talked about Isser Maisa and Isser Totsah, the more you move towards Isser Maisa, the more you can even talk about very small amounts being Usser. If it's an Isser Totsah, one would think that you would only violate the prohibition when you have larger amounts and larger removal. So let's first start with an interesting Gemara. In Nazir, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis to Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Nun Zayin Amud Beis to Nun Ches Amud Aleph in Nazir. The Gemara there talks about Hakafas Kol Harosh. In other words, a guy who basically shaves his entire head. He balds himself completely. So the Gemara says, Hakafas Kol Harosh Shmei Hakafa. It's considered a violation of Baltakif. Now, I would have thought, no, how could that be considered Baltakif? What does it mean when you think of someone rounding off the hair of his head? What do you think? What does the guy look like? What image goes into your head?
The bowl cut, right?
The guy puts the bowl on his head, removes everything under the bowl, he removes the bowl, and there's like this bowl of hair on his head, right? That's what it looks like. But the guy who balds the whole thing, I would think that's not a kafa, but the Gemara says no. That Hakafas Kol Harosh Shmei Hakafa. That is considered. So what does that sound like? An Isser Maisa or an Isser Totsah? What do you think? Sounds like an Isser Maisa. That's what it sounds like. Because in terms of Totsah, it doesn't look like the Totsah of Hakafa. On the other hand, one might argue that in Hakafa Gedola Mizah. Right? This is truly rounding. Right? The guy's hair, the head looks totally rounded. Right? Right? I mean, you can't get any more round looking than that. So are we talking about the rounding of the hair or rounding of the head? It's a kafas harosh, bal takif, you know. So maybe it can go either way. So let's now delve into the shear on your face or on your head. Where exactly is the peah zone? And how much hair removal is prohibited in the zone? So this is the famous Gemara in Makos, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. I'm sure you've read this Gemara once before. The Gemara says in Makos, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Tanu Rabbonon, Pa'as Rosho. What is the Peah of the Rosh? Sof Rosho. The end of the head. Great. So the Gemara says, Eiz is Sof Rosh. Fine. So now, what's the end of the head? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Ze HaMashvetz Da'av La'acharei Ozno U'Lepadachto. Again, zehamashvetz da'av la'achorei azno u'lepadachto. Basically means evening out the hair, the temple hair above the ear. Let me explain something to you. I think I did show this to you once. That basically, when you want to figure this out, you have a hairline. Okay? It sort of arcs a little bit. Okay? Now, when you run your finger along your hairline to the tip of the arc, okay? You then run an imaginary line. If you flip down your ear, like you need a lot of hands for this, you flip down your ear, and there's an arc of hair above your ear. Okay, so at the highest tip of the arc above your ear, you run that imaginary line to this arc. Okay, so it's like a running a straight line from here to here. Okay, that is what the Gemara is referring to. Okay, that line is apparently the upper line, okay, of your peah. Okay, above that is not the peah of the rosh. That's the rosh, the peah. The corner begins at that line. Okay, and down. So you with me so far? Okay. Now, but the strange thing about the Gemara is that the Gemara doesn't mention at this point. It doesn't mention any shear down. It's possible, if you take that Gemara on its own, that the line, that's the line. In other words, anything above it is mutter, and anything below it is mutter, in theory. If you take that Gemara on its own. The thing is, though, there's another Gemara in Makos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. And this Gemara in Makos, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, seems to extend from that line and down. The Gemara says, V'chayev al harosh. V'chayev on hakofas harosh. When? Makos chof alef omer alef. So when are you chayev on baltakif? So machvi Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes pointed to exactly what's the point down between that line and where on your face. So he says, bein pirkei reisha. What does that mean, pirkei reisha? No. Bein pirkei, the points between the joints, so to speak, or the prakim, the chapters, between the chapters of your face, or of your head. Reisha, head. Okay? So there are two ways, really, of interpreting that. What?
73.
Okay, thank you. We'll have to end with some drama here, okay? There are two ways of interpreting being Pirkei Reisha. Can you guys tell me what's the simplest, most poshut way of interpreting being Pirkei Reisha? Okay, where the peos of the Rosh are, the end of your hair on your head. How would you determine that? Give me a way to determine. So, let's say you take a little kid, a boy, okay, who's like 7 or 8 years old. Does he have a beard?
No.
What does he have? Just has hair on his head. So, if you want to know where his peos harosh are, where would you look?
Where the hair stops growing.
Where does the hair stop growing? Okay, no, so you take that imaginary line from behind, from over here, and go down to that point, finished. Now I know. I know the peos harosh. If he has, when he gets older and he starts growing a beard, how can you call that peos harosh? How can you call that peos harosh? That's pasas zakan. Okay, that's hair of the zakan. That's hair of the beard. But how can you, isn't that the most simple thing? Right, that's one way of interpreting. Another interesting way of looking at it is, you ever notice that some people, as they get older, so they start going gray, right? So there are two types of going gray. Some people, three types. Some people, they hit their head on their hair, the hair on their head and on their beard grays at the same time. So you can't really tell. But others, sometimes their hair on their head is dark, but their beard goes gray. And some go the other way, that the beard is dark and the hair on the head goes gray. So you can see the line also. There's also some type of natural pointer to that. So this is one way of looking at it. In other words, just look at the hair growth. Yeah.
Not necessarily the best. Those last two ways aren't necessarily the best way of looking at it, because, like you said, sometimes it grows at the same time. You can't necessarily tell. It might be just that part of the hair is starting to go gray along with the beard. You can't really tell.
But isn't it? I mean, it would seem to be that they're connected, no?
That would be different.
Right. It might be different. I'm just saying that's. It's an interesting point. You see that there's differences between hair on the face and hair on the head. So let me just say one more possibility of Pirkei Reisha. The other way of looking at Pirkei Reisha is not looking at the hair. Pirkei Reisha means the joints, the prakim, the joints of the head. Now, basically, on your head and face, you have the lower jaw and the upper jaw. The lower jaw connects to the upper jaw at a joint. There's a joint. If everyone basically would put your finger around the middle of your ear, approximately the middle of your ear, and you open your mouth a little bit and close it, you'll feel the joint. Now, the truth is you won't feel it exactly, because there is a bone, a very small bone, that covers the joint. Okay? But essentially there is a joint right there. So it's possible that's also being Pirkei Reisha. So what we're going to do is we're going to stop here in the Gemara, and the next thing we really want to determine is, what is the halacha in terms of determining this? And is there another possibility for Ben Pirkei Reisha that it'd be super machmir? Like further down, maybe down to here. We'll talk about this. And who says that? And what's the mystery of that long slide? So we'll stop here, guys, and Erev Tov.
I copied you, I'm not quite sure. Bye, I'll probably say next week. Bye-bye. What were the three opinions? One of it was a young kid, see how long it goes. One of it's the joints of the face, and what's the middle one?
Watching the hair where it goes white and dark. Like the person's head and his hair may be black, and his beard goes white, so you can see like the line. You can see the distinction between his head hair and his facial hair.
Thank you.